And we are back here once again with another episode of the Cloud 9 Podcast, Season 10, Episode 14. We're going to be talking about the LEC 2024 Winter Split. Going to do a recap of that. Going to do our MVPs, who we think should be on the All-Pro teams. It's going to be pretty hard when you got to look at all of the positions, because I don't really know who people would be choosing for, like, jungle. But, and then we'll have a little bit of a talk about the LCK, just a little bit. I'm still catching up on the games right now. I have watched a good amount of them. And guess what, guys? When we get to the LCK, these motherfuckers are literally out there just spitting bars on the broadcast. These guys can literally rap better than Lil Pump. Just saying. Lil Pump, you got some competitions at this point now. But we were actually going to go live a little bit earlier. I was watching the Team YCS Vegas live stream for Yu-Gi-Oh! And oh my goodness, this format is just Fire Kings, Snake Eyes, just a combination of that. That's it.
And interactions and reading. You have to actually know how cards interact, this like format. Like, because I was in a judge call earlier, and the guy didn't know how this card interacted, and the judge went in my favor, and I was able to play through it. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm glad I didn't invest $1,200 to play this deck. I played for free online. I'm like, yeah, I can't do $1,200 to... I'm about to play $1,200 and you don't know how semicolons and commas work. Like, imagine that. Like, imagine not knowing how, you know, certain things work in the English language, and now you're losing. It's just crazy. It's nuts. It's nuts.
Oh, and if you guys are watching on the podcasting platforms, the episodes are going to be available to you guys right as they are done moving forward. And like I told you guys before, I'll be doing a podcast schedule video and a channel update video coming out very, very soon. I do want to say thank you guys for your continued support. But before we talk about anything League of Legends related, because we were talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! For a moment there, Team Sam, who made it to the finals, actually, he said in NBA terms, I got Curry and LeBron. First place after Swiss, YCS Vegas. Now onto top 16, 3v3 with at Pack and at Apes Life. It's crazy that the guy's name is at Apes, an Apes Life, and that guy is Mexican.
Yep.
Okay, yep. I guess. So, yeah, I was watching the stream and I was like, man, this format is... Maybe I can understand why you kind of want to play it. Like, this is kind of jank, honestly.
Yeah, it's like, I don't look at it, I'm like, okay, I don't want to play this format. I don't want to pay for this format. That's the main thing. Mm-hmm. I don't mind playing it when it's free online. I'm like, okay, I can play it online. That's free. That's $300 right there. Free. Like, I'm not paying $1,200 for that shit. Like, nah, I'm
Michael, good. What's up, man? How you doing? And Sean is a Canadian.
And the crazy part about it, the $1,200, like $1,000 of it is like 8 cards. 3 Bonfire, the Deal Bell Star Engine, and SP Little Knight.
And you know other cards. You know what Konami does? So like you can just get 3 structure decks.
Yep. And then we made Popular Ultra. Hey guys, we did help you out. We made Promethean Princess and Popular Ultras still $30 a piece. Like, okay. All right, yeah. Now I got to pay an extra $120 on top of that. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, all right, thank you. Thank you for coming. Do you want to get on our knees and, you know, give you some... Get fuck out of here, dude. Like, it's...
There's one thing I want to bring up before we go. And this guy, this Canadian, do you know he did his movie tier list for last year? I want you guys to... brainstorm in your head all the movie companies out right now. Brainstorm which company's movies he had at his S tier. Just pick one.
Adam Bomb 24.
Well, you were right. He did. He literally had all the A24 movies in S tier. All of them.
Yes, though it wasn't S tier, it was A24 tier, and then every other movie last year.
We know what you mean by that, you disingenuous fuck.
Yes, that in every other movie from last year is in the overrated tier.
You think Oppenheimer's overrated?
Yeah, it wasn't by A24, so.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, we're done with that. All right.
I gotta tell you, say Barbie's overrated. No, Barbie's overhyped.
He's trolling so hard. Oh my god. He literally had a tier that was just A24 dedicated.
Yep.
And this man, he says, I want people to take me seriously. Please take my movie rating seriously. I'm not trolling you people.
It was like this guy that had like Power Ranger tier list earlier. And he had like certain, and then he had like Tori Hansen and Kira.
I replied to one of your comments. You know how there's those memes that go around with that one animated character and the swords to his neck? And he's like, what's Power Ranger take will have you like this? Yeah. I remember you put out one. I didn't even disagree with your take. I just typed L to you.
So yeah. Okay. This is my issue with the Forever Red. It doesn't do anything to help the seasons. It doesn't. It's literally fan service. Yeah.
It's like No Way Home, but for like Power Rangers. That's all.
To me, the best, if you're talking about crossover, it's got to be It's Space Lost Galaxy. Because it actually enhanced the season. Because Lost Galaxy, Life We Rescue did really make the season better. Just like,
I didn't like that one that much.
Honestly. Oh, hey guys.
Most of the crossovers aren't great. They're just cool just to see the characters interact. The best ones to me was In Space Lost Galaxy, and I thought the Dino Thunder ones were actually pretty cool.
The Dino Thunder SPD one makes no sense. Like, it's like, oh, we go back in time, but it's like...
I like their first one in SPD.
No, with Ninja Storm? Yeah, with Ninja Storm?
No, Ninja Storm was cool, too. No, that was great. No, I like that one. It was the SPD Dino Thunder when they had the very first time they met. I thought the second time was just... because we didn't have them all together. I was like, okay, guys. All right. Okay. Chaz and Cole in the pod, is the band back together? No, I had to fire Sean because he was too Canadian. Oh, well, hey, you, Canadian man. I know you know 1776, so... Can you tell her and Jada can film a sex tape and send it to me?
No, tell me that. Let her know that if her and Jada do break up by the chance, tell her to bring that big old butt over to Connecticut, y'all. I got something for her.
No, because
I'm just saying, if they break up, if they don't.
She would definitely choose me because she'd be like, oh my God, I need a big chocolate black man like MSK in my
life. I'm the big chocolate black man, motherfucker. You built like a one of those, what was it? Corner store blunts. Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Do you have a tank next to you to help you breathe, you bastard? Oh my God.
Guess what? That's why I gotta let it on my dick, nigga.
No.
Yeah, is that your bed?
Okay. So, as you guys know, I lost my power on Monday. I pay the bill. The power literally, you know, you have stoplights and shit. You know, there's like these connectors that help it, like turn the lights on. Lightning literally hit it and it like dropped. So power went out on this block for like, it was actually out of 12. I got home at 4:30. So I came home, no power for like 8. I go to Lennon's house and charge my phone, probably just eat some shit. Mom usually feeds me whenever I go over. She's like, oh, mijo, you want food? Quesadilla, tacos, you know,
pussy.
Taco salad.
I want pussy.
Come in there. I shit people not. You know how trailers have like tile floor? They're literally removing their tile floor in their living room. I'm like, bruh, I can't catch a break. Then you got this Mexican podcast on. This dude's rapping better than like all the rappers we got here. This dude's spitting literal bars to him, to like another dude. He also spitting bars back to him. It's just like 50 Cent, like Snoop Dogg back in the G-Unit days, bruh. Oh my God.
Okay, so you made up that entire excuse just so you didn't have to say that you couldn't actually pay for your internet. Okay.
No, what? I hate you. Did you hear anything I just said?
Did you actually forget to pay a bill?
No, that's never going to happen again. That is never happening again.
It happens all the time.
I'm not retarded. I promise you. I'm just old and black.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, Lord. But, all right, guys. Let's talk about the LEC. And let's start here. Before we do any, like, team stuff. Who would you pick as your MVP if you could have like three?
Of the LCK?
LEC. From the split.
Oh, LEC?
LEC. Definitely Yike. He should be there. He played really well. Yeah. I would say, for me, I would say Irrelevant. I think Irrelevant played really, really well. Who else?
Yeah, irrelevant.
Oh, God.
I mean, do you think El Yoya should be there just because he had to play four rookies?
And he did actually play pretty well. Like, he played pretty bad in the finals. But yeah. Overall, I thought he played pretty good, honestly, for the most part.
I'll say
El Yoya. He never had, like, a really bad game where I was like, this guy's shit.
I want to say irrelevant, but his team just faltered too much where it was like...
Well, MVP's your, like, do you count it as an individual award for the person?
Yeah. But you got, in my opinion, you do got to make top four. And it was just too much against him, where it's like, I have to take that into consideration. It, to me, between Yike and El Yoya, in a sense, I don't know. Like, I don't know who we serve.
Because I had irrelevant Yike. I didn't even think of El Yoya, actually. But he never, like,
I do. I do got Adam as the offensive player of the year. You get it? He was offensive to his team.
Oh, Adam. Yeah, Adam. Yeah. MVP worthy. I mean, to be fair,
most valuable punch to his goddamn teammate's face. Holy shit! Oh,
God.
God damn.
God. I'll say, for the amount of resources we know they dedicated to Adam, we know the coaching staff gave him all his champion picks. They made sure other people were handicapped to make sure this guy was the MVP of their team. Like, but we know for SK Gaming, they ain't playing through irrelevant like that. You know, like, they ain't giving him all the resources. They'd rather pay Niski a whole bunch of money to watch him TP from a minion that's 3 feet away to a tier 2 turret.
Yep.
Damn. All right. So G2, the only player you're picking is Yike. Let's try Fnatic. Who's the MVP out of that? Are you Razor?
Yeah, Razor by default, really.
Who's next? Mad Lions? Well, we said El Yoya.
El Yoya is.
I thought Merwin actually played pretty well, honestly. Merwin and what's his name? Who's a bot laner for their team? Isn't it Alvaro? Alvaro, he actually played really good. So G2, Mad Lions, Fnatic, SK, we said irrelevant.
Yeah,
irrelevant.
Yeah. Vitality, is there anyone?
Heretics is MVP is perks.
Oh, God.
God damn.
T Vitality's MVP is LSA.
Good lord.
Yes, No. Vitality's got to be Fotile. Fotile.
Oh, no. I was joking. I was joking.
Oh, okay. No. Peach is MVP, right?
Peach is MVP of XL. Patrick. Yeah, he just didn't sit there and be doing nothing.
Yeah. XL. Jesus Christ.
Dude, what makes the difference between like XL and Rogue? They literally just sit there. They're the same team. They swap any player, swap all of them. Two different org. They're the same team. Yep. Odo Wamne alt on Aatrox, like he's on crack and straight up checked out.
Odo Wamne needs to retire too. Him, Wonder, Yankos, Delphi perks. Perks. T-Rex. When it gets to the summer split, get rid of perks and bring in Abadage. Can you do that?
Do you think these teams make sense?
What they hell decisions? Nah. Hell nah, man. They
I'm just saying right now, if these players, you know, Wonder, Yankos, and perks have won a lot in the past, and they're always like talking about winning.
Hell nah, these teams don't make no sense. Casey brought on Targbuzz, fire Yamato Kanan, and they'd be like, oh. We're gonna do better in the next split with a new coach. I'm like, yeah, then your team still gonna suck and be like, get trippy. It's like shit.
Yeah, let's start with Carmine Corp. Because Carmine Corp is the most hyped org coming in. Because, you know, people were like, oh yeah, we gotta get Astralis out because they're shit and they can barely ever make playoffs, if not ever. And they always lose in the first round, even if they do make playoffs. Perennially always like 9th to 10th. People are like, get Carmine Corp in. It'll be so much better. Guys, this is their first split in, and they got last.
And they were just Astralis all over again. And the crazy part about it is they lost 7 straight. The minute they got eliminated, they actually started playing well. I'm like,
oh, God. That last game with Sakin was playing Akali about damn near gave me a migraine.
That was awful. That was some Detroit Lions shit. It's where you get eliminated, and then you actually want to start playing well. And I was like, I know a guy who went 0-4 to start a tournament and went 5-4 to finish it off. I was like, where the fuck was this the first 4 rounds? You know you could have made day 2 if you actually just won 1 more, 2 more games. I was like, oh, my God. It was easier when I had no more pressure on me. I was like,
yeah. The only thing
Carhartt clip's trash. I'm sorry.
The only thing that was my problem with how they played was just like we watched the voice comms. Bo was trying his ass off trying to get them to do anything. So they need to keep him if they want any chance of winning. You can't pair Upset with Targamas. It doesn't work. I knew that wasn't going to work going in. The roster is so bad.
Because Targamas. Now listen, Targamas has been a great shot caller, so we keep him.
Oh look, but the jungler has no. No flash. The
mid laner had no flash. Motherfucker's playing Akali with Ignite and TP. Bro, are you blind? Am I playing with Ray Charles?
Like what? I mean, Cole, he's not wrong, right? He doesn't have flash.
We don't need black people anymore, do we?
Good Lord. Yeah, I still love how it's like Target Boss was literally not talking for like 6 minutes straight in a game. I love it.
I love the one where they're doing the dive when he's playing like Milo or some shit, or Milo as they fucking call him, the little Puerto Rican motherfucker. So Bo is they're all the same, dude. You were sombrero. The skin of Milo should just be a sombrero. That's it. Him picking fucking cotton.
Puerto Rican though wears a sombrero. They got do rags and knives. They ain't the same.
I'll just say, don't go to El Salvador. Don't ever do that. Actually, at one point they had the most crime in the world.
First of all, I would go south of San Diego. What the fuck you talking about El Salvador? Like the further you go down past Mexico, the worse it is. You don't go to El Salvador. Oh, you definitely don't go down there.
So my thing here is these guys can't even dive. He can't even properly tank turret aggro.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Cavill Shard is like, Milo, tank. This dude's not even. So you'd have to auto, you know, you tank first because you hit the turret first, whoever's on the tower first, so you tank it.
Yep.
He can't even tank a tower. Get rid of this guy, please. Please. I knew it was doomed for Carmine Corp. The moment they're like, we wanted no other support options but Targamas. And I was like, okay, you can just be trashed then. Oh, yeah, you know what Clemento means? Maybe like
2 years ago it would make sense.
You know what Clemento means is a French? Means camel toe. Means pussy. So I guess he's camel toes. What is his name? Camelot. Fuck, what is this guy's name? Where the owner of Carmine Corp is. Because he's definitely a pussy. I'll just give him that. Oh, you know? Loving that big chocolate man in Cole's profile. So. Oh my god.
What the fuck?
We're just gonna ignore him. He's Canadian.
What the fuck?
You want me to change it or something? Okay.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that actually makes sense. All right. So what do you guys want to say about
Jesus? I just got that joke. Holy fuck.
But what do you guys want to say about a Carmine Corp? Because I'm just like, I don't know, man.
They'll run it back with the same roster just because of those two wins they got at the end, but they really shouldn't.
Yeah. Chaz, what do you think?
Carmine Corp's trash. Like, just can we just get rid of them already?
They just got in, man.
I know.
They just got here, you know? I mean, they could go pick up what was that really trash mid laner Astralis had last year in spring? No, last year in winter. What was it? He was the guy that could only play Ryze. Oh my god, Dejor.
Oh god, no. I don't know if I go that far back.
At least Dejor would be willing to make plays instead of like Dejor. He's trash. He's garbage. But he would try to make something happen. At least if they need a mid laner to make something happen, you could just pick up Leader. You could just do that. Like, why are they so hell-bent on keeping just Sakin? He is not good. He sucks. Well,
they wanted to keep him this year to, like, I guess reward him for being so loyal. Same thing with Cabochard. So I guess that's why. But, yeah, I mean, Dejor could be better. But good. Also, I love how Astralis literally said in their video when they acquired him that they literally just got him because he was 18.
Great orgs we got here, buddy. Great orgs we have here. So yeah, for Carmine Corp, if I'm looking at the split, I'm looking at, well, it was basically Bo trying to do a lot of things, but never was actually able to accomplish anything. Like, Cabal Shard was, I guess, decent as the split went on a little bit, but never really showed how good he really could be. Like, it's this thing where like a lot of these LEC top laners are just kind of like defaulting into just like very safe laning phases where they don't do anything and they just kind of like group with the team and just like, you know, alt there. Like it's like Wonder does this, Odawamne does this. Well, Odawamne now is doing this, but he was kind of doing it last year too. Seen Cabalshard do it. It's only in like the older top laners of the LEC. They're just, I don't know if they're washed. Like, I don't know what's going on with the mental state of some of these players because it just looks like they're just going and laning and just sitting there doing nothing, honestly. Just like that girl was when I was pounding her up last night. She just was like, oh my God, yes, fuck me, daddy. And I was just like, all right, going 9 inches in.
I didn't know pillows can get genders now. That's cool.
Yep. I'm a pillow cis now. I need to be in, you know, pillow jail. Yeah, Targamas is straight garbage. There's not much there. I mean, people can blame upset. I mean,
replace Targamas.
Like, would you ever consider replacing upset? I don't know. I mean, it's somewhat of a coincidence he ends up on these 10th place teams, but I really can't fault him for this one specifically because Targamas is he has to literally dictate what his support does.
I mean, they're going to get rid of upset soon, though. Like, they're just waiting for their 180C to reach the age to join.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It sounds like that Bo waiting room that we were talking about before with Vitality when they're trying to have a Bo waiting room because they had Haru because they couldn't take Bo because he just came over and he needed, the visas or whatever to, like, actually be able to play. But, yeah, Karmine Corp, you suck. This is a problem here. If Karmine Corp even make eighth, like, let's just say they get to the next round of this spring split coming up, that, like, they get to the best of three stage – people are going to be like, well, they swapped out Yamato Cannon. They did better. And it's like.
Really? Did they? That's the question.
That's going to be the narrative. As long as they don't finish last or ninth and just make eighth and get out to the best of threes, people will automatically apply it to like, well, they got rid of Yamato, so they must be doing something better now. They didn't finish last. And it's like, bruh, y'all got rid of a head coach after nine best of ones. Didn't most people say to us that winter is useless? Okay, so by that logic, if winter is useless and means nothing, keep the same thing then. This is what I try to tell people constantly. These things matter to people because they're, first of all, a lot of them are paying millions of dollars for these players. So if a player ever told me winter didn't matter, cool. It doesn't matter to you. Awesome. Can I get someone that does care then? I would like someone to go to their job and be like, I don't really think this job matters in the grand scheme of things. Cool. Can I fire you then by that logic? Can you just get the fuck out?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't give a
I mean, they got rid of him because he isn't French.
Oh my God. Hey. I love French women. I love giving them my big wee-wee. No, I'm just kidding, guys. It was an easy Jesus joke. Christ.
But yeah, listen, joke. If Carmine Corp needs a new support, you know, Reckless is available now.
They had Reckless, remember? They had Reckless, remember? He was...
yeah, exactly. And it didn't work out. Let's try that again.
That same guy, Striker, he went on stream and talked shit about Reckless about how much of a bitch he was. I'm not kidding. It actually happened. He went off on that motherfucker pretty hard. Oh, because if you remember, G2 didn't basically Yankos and Caps didn't want to play with Reckless anymore because he's just a fucking little pussy. So they shipped his ass off to Karmine Corp and Karmine Corp didn't want him.
Jesus Christ. Holy an LFL shit. LFL team doesn't want you. Wow.
That's sad. That's bad. Let's go to Rogue.
Oh, God.
Great teams we got here to split, right, guys? Starting off Rogue. Strong.
God, this team was just like watching five players lose their passion for League.
This is like watching literal paint dry. Nothing happened ever. The only game they ever played well was against G2. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'd argue... that was because G2 probably was fucking around and not taking them seriously at all.
It was that plus they were trying out new shit.
Zoli's is literally just a Rakan one trick. If he's not a Rakan, he is worthless. You ban a Rakan, I guess his champion pool doesn't exist. That's a champion puddle right there. That's a drop of water. Comp's been given up since like last year. My dude was really, really good in 2022, but he's just, man, his brain is off. He was like, oh, yeah, I walking down the street, getting hit by a car. Now I jump off the bridge and kill myself. Okay. All right. So he doesn't exist anymore. He's a walking corpse. Yeah, Markroon does not work with Larson.
By the way.
Oh, yeah. My Minecraft. Fuck that guy. Markroon doesn't work with Larson. Larson also lost his brain to split. And they kept Vigenda for whatever reason. Because obviously he played so well last year to... Oh God, they're so bad. Someone please help me. This is awful. And you know what's gonna help them now, guys? They swapped out Jigenda for Finn. Finn was on Rogue before. And they got rid of him. Frodo Wamne.
Yay. Nope.
Alright, who's next? Who was the 8th place team? Was it a Giant X, I think?
Yeah.
We're really working it, boy. We're getting there. Oh my god, Giant X. Alright, what? Just boring.
Giant L.
Yeah, Jackie's was alright. And Ignar had moments, but then other moments where he shit the bed. Outside of that, the other three players were just playing for paychecks.
Yeah, Oduwamne would auto-default and just picking Aatrox every game. I think he had a few games on like Cassante. This man looks so checked out. This man looked like, do I gotta play with this org anymore? Like I said before, Ignar was trying. Jackie's, I feel like he would excel on a team, not this one. This is the org used to be called XL.
Yep.
And that's it. Patrick is just, he's just not it. You know, he used to be like somewhat top four, top five, but he's just not it with so many supports. You know, he couldn't play very well with Targamas from last year. I mean, no one's going to play well with that guy. He looks somewhat decent with Limit, and he can't play with Ignar. You can't play anybody with this guy. He's just meh, honestly. You know what's the real big problem with like teams like Giant X, Heretics, and Vitality? Have you guys, when you guys are watching their games, do you notice that it's really hard for them to get an actual composition online? As if like it's really hard for them to actually play anything out properly at all. Like these guys can't even like Aatrox, like queue properly.
Yeah.
Like that's my feeling I had throughout the whole split. It's like some of these teams, like these real bottom ones we're going to talk about, they struggled in just like getting like synergy and their champions working right. I'm saying like these teams are all like free wins essentially, and I'll just be mostly just galvanizing each other. Cause like, when I'm looking at like Giant X, I'm like, why does anybody care about this team? It's just nothing, just meh. Like, it's nothing here. Like, Rogue used to be pretty decent, but now they're trash. Carmine Corp, well, you know, they existed, I'd argue.
Yeah, don't worry. Patrick will pop off. Just wait.
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting for that for like 20 years.
But, you know.
Yeah, you know. People used to rage out on motherfuckers for saying he was just a pretty average ADC. They're like, no, he's so good. You'll see. Yes. My dog, he is 8th now. Last winter, he was 10th. I guess we're moving up in the world, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how bad he is. That's what we're seeing.
Someone said, would he make the finals last summer? Yeah, because that wasn't because Abadage literally had to become the MVP to get that team to the finals. Yeah, it wasn't because of that. It was because of Patrick, obviously.
Yeah. Abadage became Figure Dog, and that's what he became. He became Figure of this bitch.
All right, let's go to Team Heretics.
Team Old Men, you mean?
Team 2.5 Men.
God.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel bad for Flacket and Yankos. The other three are shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, Flacket is legit their only good player. Kaiser actually didn't play that bad outside of the Nami game. Outside of that Nami game he had, he should never play that ever again. Outside of that, he was fine. For the most part, but he kind of just became a Bard one trick. It was like, bro, you can only play Bard. Like, at that point, I would kind of replace him anyway. If that's you would, you can only play to have some impact in the game. He's got to get replaced. I think Kaiser could go to another team, but like, after these four bad splits in a row, this one was like kind of okay. I don't know if any team takes him at this point, you know?
But the main issue is that his Bard is usually best with their cops. And a lot of the cops, it's like his best champion would always go with Bard. That's the sad part, because it's like Perks can only play third champion as well as Wonder. Yankos and Flacker can play mostly anything and win,
hopefully. He used to be Flaccid. Now he's actually hard. That's his name now for me. He's hard. Oh, God. All right. Flacken, best play on the team. Yankos, this kind of reminds me of the whole Jensen Blaber reunion. And like on paper, you're thinking, oh, they'll get their synergy back from 20. No, it's not that. It's Yankos' percentage is actually pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Wonder Yankos' synergy is, well, that doesn't exist because Wonder, like, quite literally sits in lane and just does nothing. Perks just loses every game trying to do something. This is just like, yeah, burn all this shit. Get like a whole new topside. Yeah, just be, hey, Perks, I love Perks. I've watched this guy ever since he came to the league. Just call it, man. After this year, he needs to just be done. Like, just end your career off right where you could do it at the end of this year. Because I want to be entertained when he plays. When he's playing, it's entertaining watching this guy fail constantly at hitting his zero alts. It's actually funny as fuck. So, I mean, Team Heretics better not be talking about winning no championship, keeping Perks after the split. You need to suffer more at that point. You guys want to say anything more about Team Heretics, actually? Or is that it?
Nah, they're just...
You know what's crazy? They actually ended the split off losing three games straight.
Yeah. God damn. Well, all I have to really say is Perks will soon be serving me my cheese sandwiches.
Hey, yo.
He might be working at that Croatian fish place serving you some fucking fish pussy. Oh, shit. I mean, Perks is married to a cute-looking girl. He can get his dick sucked every night. He can stream to, like, 2K viewers. Why is he still playing competitive anymore? What is this? He's already won an international tournament. He's won, like, 8 splits. 2 different eras, too, which is very rare.
It's the competitive drive.
That's it. He's already a millionaire. Jack paid him Jack paid this guy $3 million to play for Cloud9 and 20. This guy is legit loaded. Okay? So the only reason why he'd be playing at this point is because he actually just genuinely enjoys competing. Right? Yeah. Because remember how, like, the offseason, like, people said his contract wasn't commanding what it was before? I mean, if you pay top dollar for his contract after what he did in 2022, you deserve to be out of business, actually.
Why are you saying 2022? It's fucking 2023 as well.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I hate you. All right. We have Team Vitality. All right, we have Fnatic.
Team Vitality's best player. He needs to get the fuck off that team immediately.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck this org is anymore. I told people I would stop falling for their bullshit, and I'm not doing it anymore. They're literally... Okay, so if G2 Esports is Superman, they're Bizarro.
Oh, God.
Everything... So G2 went on to win MSIs, you know, World Finals, you know, 8 Split. And actually, I think this org's won, what, 13?
Oh.
And shit? Fucking crazy.
G2 and Vitality is Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf.
Right, right.
One
basically did everything. The other one just did fuck all. It actually did the exact worst.
One got 2 Super Bowls. The other one was Robert Banks smoking crack in 3 years. It was like, holy shit. You were drafted number one over this motherfucker.
They came in this. Well, so G2 went to the Challengers League. Team Vitality bought their spot from someone else. Same year. They've both been in the utter opposite directions. G2's went up, up, and up. Vitality's went just, well, down, down, down.
No life.
You know what's crazy? The only year they ever did well in was 2018. Guess who was the head coach of that team? Yamato Cannon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was their highest split placing finishes ever. Spring, they finished fourth because they lost the third place match to Splice. And they got second overall in the split because they won their third place match against Misfits in summer. And they actually won 2 games at Worlds. They beat RNG. They beat Gen G. Like, that was the only year they ever did good. And you know what they did afterwards? They're like, you know what, Kickus? I brought you in to help my team. Now I want to get rapping LCK ramen eating Mowgli. Yeah, that's going to work. A team full of a Portuguese, a Swedish, and a fucking a Croatian or some shit, and a Polish guy. Yeah, give me a fucking Korean.
Sounds like a good strategy. I mean, yeah. God, dude's gonna break another monitor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, this team is just like... Help me, please. So Photon, VTO, and Karzy. are great individual and mechanic players, but they don't really know how to play as a fucking team. And then Daeglis and Hillisane are like the equivalent of Meteos and Lemonation out of their prime.
I want people to really understand how bad this org is ran. They went to Worlds, swapped out their jungler, who came in to help them because their split was going kind of bad because they had Gilius. As you know, you guys have seen Gilius on stream. He's the player people can't really play with. He's actually fucking retarded and autistic as hell. They bring Kikis in to help them. They make Worlds. Then he gets swapped out for a Korean player because he was playing better than Kikis in scrims against him.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, that sounds...
That sounds great. Then the next year, what Team Vitality do is they're like, you know what? Let's go get Shaken. No, Militza or some shit. They're like, let's go rookies. Let's pair comp with fucking Steelback or something. I'm done. Fuck this org, man. Next team. Boo. L.
I thought it was comp and Labrov.
No, before that. That was 2021. Remember?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Right, before that, remember, it was Steelback and...
Yeah, please bring back Jizuke.
They're doing great! Oh, God. But yeah, Hillisane, this is criminal. I don't know how this guy has a job anymore. Please, please stop, bro. Did you see that game where he was playing Rakan? He just Rakan ulted to three people and just died? I was like...
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd rather see Promise Q at this point.
Good lord. Yeah, Vethio, please, this... No, not him. No, L. This, you know, this guy's trolling them too. He had this like LeBlanc game where he was like popping off. They're like, wait, you could, what the fuck? Stop. Just stop. Just Vitality, please stop. I'm gonna have a stroke. All right. Who's next? So we'll take the top four for last. Let's do SK because they're the fifth place team technically, I guess. They did better than I expected, I'll say. They actually got a decent mid laner that got them where they needed to go. I feel like during the split, what really hurt them was Izuma. It felt like he kind of like cracked under the pressure of playoffs. Felt like Exekick and Doss started making some pretty bad mistakes that cost them some very crucial games. Like, we know, at least if you think SK's maybe like choking or whatever, they're better than Vitality. They should have never lost it to Vitality the way they did. Like, Vitality is just absolute dog shit. The fact that Team Vitality is sixth in this league is sad, too. To be fair. People look at the standings. Vitality is probably worse than all these teams in most regards. But if you look at the win-loss record of some of these teams, it's literally one game separating these teams anyway. Like, so it's not like you're fucking arguing like apples to oranges here. So, yeah, for SK, I don't know. I think, to me, they're probably a tie with Fnatic to be the fourth place team. But that's essentially it. I mean, I can't really say anything that much worse than them. They kind of just really, really faltered when it mattered. And then that one game three, they had the game and they just choked it away. They should have been, in my opinion, the fourth place team for the finals weekend. But that's how it is. All right, let's go to who's next? I mean, Adam.
I thought it was us.
Let's go to Sean's favorite team, Adam. Team BDS. Yeah.
Beat that ass. Yep.
Yeah, Team BDSM. Right. Okay. So, what does Ice do again? I'm still figuring out.
I'm still figuring out who is this Ice baby. Oh, I know. I know Ice Spice. She's a girl. You probably like. She's Black Hood. You know.
I told you before, Ice Spice literally looks like if James was a black girl.
Yeah! No, that's...
No!
Yo, someone posted a picture of Ice Spice and Butthead for Beavis and Butthead together. I was like, oh God, I can't see that. Beavis and Butthead. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, all I know is that Ice was so bad on Live Sandbox, they had to get Prince back.
Yep.
Okay, so apparently the reason why they have him is because the coaches thought that Crowny wasn't going to be strong enough on the other champions that might have been in the meta. So like, he's not the strongest on specific picks, so they'll bring in this guy who's better at these picks right now. But then we find out that it's not really that. It's the fact that Crowny and Adam don't get along. So did they really get Ice because...
With Adam?
Yeah. So, like, did they really get rid of Crowny because he couldn't play certain champions good? Because I thought people were gaslighting me. I was like, wait a minute. Did we not watch this guy play Zeri and these other champions last year? Like,
Crowny was the whole reason BDS was so fucking good last year.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I didn't buy the fact that he couldn't play those champions. I literally saw him play those champions. He just was not good at these champions in Worlds. So I don't think it was that. I think it was more or less so he didn't get along with Adam, and they're like, hey, we'll just keep Adam because we think Adam has a higher ceiling than Crowny, obviously. But, like, Aiesh is not really anything special. Like, maybe it's because he's just generally new to this team and new to just playing around these players, but I saw him only really playing well on, like, Varus and Ezreal. Like, he only really popped up on Ezreal, and that was just, like, one game. Like,
yeah, I mean, there was
Is there any game that Ice really popped off and stood out in your mind? Like, man, this guy should be on a top four team right now in the LEC. There was a team they finished Super third.
Popped off more, and that's sad.
Yeah, like I'm saying, Ice to me just kind of got carried. That's just my thing. Adam, for the most part, before he mentally broke down against his team for losing a whole bunch of scrims, actually did look really good. I mean, that was because, like, literally, they structured the entire team around his, like, wacky fucking gods play style. Shayo, he was running it down, like, the entire split. But when it came to, like, the actual best of threes, he did kind of clean it up. But he was still very much...
I agree with that. I think he did good, but that's just me.
Did you miss those Xin Zhao games where he was running in their enemy jungler just dying?
Yeah, he had bad moments, but what do you expect
Because constantly!
His players are nuking at him. What do you expect? He's going
to
run it down.
He willingly walked into the jungle consistently just to get his ass fisted.
Hey, yo.
Was Lebrov? He actually had a decent split. Was he top three worthy? I guess it's pretty bad for supports here. Like, if we're going top three supports, he might have to be here. The only person I thought, who else is here?
I mean, I would go Alvaro. I would probably go.
Definitely Fox. Jun.
Yeah, this is actually dog shit. Like,
he has to be like probably top three by default, right?
Yes, unless you want to put fucking Doss there. Like, seriously, let's look at this pool. Hillisane, Kaiser, Lebrov, Doss, Zolis, Alvaro.
Yeah, Lebrov, Target, you could be Moss, top two. Yeah,
Target Moss, Ignar, Mickey X, and June. That's a fucking
And Mickey X didn't even really have that good of a split either. Mickey X actually had Yeah. Like, the support pool in this region is uber ass.
I mean, it's always been shit, but holy fuck.
I think that's it. Like, for Team BDS, I think they, outside of the literal last situation they went through with Adam, they did actually play a lot better than I thought. They did. They went on a 7-game winning streak. They actually did fairly well in playoffs outside of just, you know, losing to G2. This reminds me of the whole BLG-JDG situation where G2 is just going to be like their kryptonite. BDS can beat everybody else but G2. That's the one that demoralizes them.
The thing is because BDS really isn't that good. It's just the rest of the league right now is pretty shit. So their play style and strategies are good against dog shit teams and like minor region teams. But when they play against real competition, it doesn't work. It didn't work against G2, and it's not going to work internationally if they make it there again.
They're going to go to MSI.
Yeah, all five players on this team were just decent, not great this year, and they just played well as a team.
The only time BDS wins is when they go against Golden Guardians, but guess what? Yeah, they're gone.
And Riot actually axed the qualifying match. There's not going to be a qualifying match this year for Worlds.
Hell no, it was trash.
Well, that's just... Why can't Weaver have nice things? Thank you, NA, for losing that.
This. The last time we saw Golden Guardians, they got 3-0 stomped so hard.
Word announces, hey, we're dissolving.
I just find that typical NA fashion how for like every year in history, the lower seed NA teams beat the utter lower seed EU teams or even like the higher seed EU teams. But then when it actually matters for a world spot, that's like the one time then when they get their asses kicked. Good job.
That's the typical NA.
It is crazy because it all happened like this. It was they now it's that they got jerseys. All right, hey guys, we got world qualified jerseys. They go out, lay a fucking egg. And then a few weeks later, oh, we're dissolving. Don't worry. What?
Hey, if you got those jerseys, they're pretty rare then.
Yeah,
they legit made a world's jersey for 3 matches. They never actually were at Worlds. That was a Worlds qualifying series to get into the playing stage. The playing stage is where you actually count as a Worlds team.
Yep.
Bruh.
God, it was like that football player in the Super Bowl this year who fucking injured himself.
Yeah, you're right.
He ran out of this. Oh my God, I felt bad for him. Psych!
Why are you so mean? Why are black people so mean?
All right. that was Golden Guardians Worlds run in a nutshell, right?
Yep.
World run. You got to qualify for Worlds to actually qualify as a run.
Oh, shit.
Let's save Fnatic and G2 for last. We'll do Mad Lions. Team was predicted 10th. They got second. Not really. I mean, hey, prove me wrong. They don't need Mac. They don't need the players before.
Yeah.
They did great.
Where did you guys rank them, though? Because I know people said like 10th, but I thought that was just cap. They seemed good to me heading into the season. I didn't think they would be this good, but. I was predicting like 4th.
No,
you had them at 4th. I actually didn't have them at 10th. I'm not gonna lie to
because
you.
Alvaro, Merwin, and Elioia are great. The other two were weaker, but I thought that they had good shot calling.
I think legitimately bottom three.
I'll be honest, I had them at 10th. I did not think a bunch of rookies were going to come in and just steamroll people.
I will say, though, I do think they'll fall off in the next 2 splits, possibly. I do think this is just them having, like, chemistry and having that edge with coming in. I think they'll probably fall off.
Do you think it might not get better? Do you think it's not like...
Yeah, I think it might be, like, that one other mad rookie roster where they'll fall off a bit, possibly, but that's just a prediction.
I'll say Alvaro looked like the best support. I think Supa only really played significantly bad in playoffs. He wasn't like super awful. It was more like bad mispositionings, and he was way too over aggressive in certain moments where he didn't need it to be, and it cost the team some games. But other than that, he was fine. Frescali looked pretty jank in the regular season, but he played fine in the best of threes to playoffs. Oh, Yoya, like you said before, he looked pretty good throughout most of the split. Merwin looked great, honestly. Definitely one of the best top laners. Man, I was pulling out Fiddlesticks top. I was like, what, Chad? Fiddlesticks, Varus, all right. Solid team there. I think they definitely deserve to be in the conversation for at least top four. And they finished second, so that's honestly great.
Yeah, again, they just could use a stronger mid and ADC. They just kept them just around decision for that chemistry.
Making. If they could just iron out the decision-making... They'll be fine, honestly. I don't know if they'll be constantly beating G2. This winter split was a rematch of last winter, and Mad Lions won one more game in this final than the other one. So next winter next year, they're going to win 2 games. We're making progress here. Then in winter 2026, when I'm married and I have like five kids with a white woman, they'll finally win the title.
You're going to have 5 kids in 2 years. That's be what you have, triplets in one of them?
No, you adopt a Wong Ching Chong babies. Adopt 3 of them.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Fnatic. I'll be honest here. I watch Fnatic's content. I watched Fnatic for many, many years. Not like a fan, obviously. I have those tags in my Twitter bio. That's just because I think they're just cool hashtags. The teams I support, obviously, G2, RNG, Cloud9, and Gen G. So sometimes I like to lurk around other teams' content and kind of like get an understanding of what the fuck's going on. The reason why I sent you guys those Legends in Actions episodes is because I wanted you guys to see the environment this team had in. It's not a bad environment. I don't think they're doing anything that bad. Not like no TSM Reginald situations, right? Where he's like literally yelling at players.
That was a great environment. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna need you to go outside and take get some fresh air, kid. All right, so
well, listen, all right, FTC will rise back up soon.
Like, if you watch the Fnatic content, like the Legends in Action episodes, it really just feel like no one on this team wants to be the bad guy. It's like, oh, yeah, my top laner just ran it down and all that. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool, dog. Hey, yeah, bro. No, that's not cool. Your top laner just straight up sprinted it on stage. That's not cool at all. It's not also cool that your bot lane has been pretty meh and cannot convert any leads at all. It's like they have this vibe of like some of the Cloud9 rosters in the past where, yeah, like they're winning games and it's looking pretty good. But when you're actually looking at like how their interactions are, you can tell whenever they have any adversity, no one's being like, hey, we're playing like shit. We need to make this better. It's like, oh yeah, top lane. Yeah, it was lost at like 30 minutes in, bro, because like the jungler just went up there and just butt fucked me with a broomstick. Like, yeah, mid lane was lost because Tristana lost her flash 1v1. Like, bruh. Like, who's gonna be that guy on the team? Like, the only person I seen doing that is like Razzwork. And they're like, they're looking at this guy like this when they're talking.
Yep.
They're looking at that motherfucker like, you speaking English? Jun literally can't hear English. No one hears English. He's like, oh, yeah, I play pretty bad. No shit. We fucking been ADC's telling you, I've been like shit, bro. I've been like just playing really, really bad. We gotta put some play better or your ass is out. Like, what? I don't get it. Like, that's the problem with the team. This could be, these guys are kind of only just winning games because they just have mechanically stronger players than the rest of these guys. Other teams, right? Only reason why they're winning. Because, like, they really shouldn't have been top four. And it makes sense why they lose to Mad Lions. Mad Lions is just a much more stronger team than them in terms of, like, stronger team cohesion. The team cohesion on this Fnatic roster is bad. Despite what people may tell you right now, Razzwork and Humanite Synergy is terrible. Noah and Jun are just, like, it reminds me of that H2K bot lane back in the day of Nuclear and Che. It's just, they're just the Korean bot lane that's just rather than just, like, meh. Noah can't play anything more than like three champions. Oscarinen like raps when he talks. He's spitting like Spanish bars. Maybe he licks Lennon's booty hole, and that's why he's playing really bad.
Hey, yo.
Humanoid is saving his flash for a spring split, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are they still keeping him around?
He's saving his flash for a spring split. I don't know if Azir ults me, that's just on. I'm flashing out. But hey.
Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you right now, if they do not do anything, except for one thing, Abaddon, he's just chilling, man. He's just chilling.
He's begging. Oh, yeah, I would really like to play right now. You know, I'm just chilling. I'm just good at sucking my dick right now, dude. It's really, really good, bro. So, last team is G2 Esports. Like we said before on Thursday's show, their early game is kind of jank. And they're kind of getting away with murder in like a lot of these games. This reminds me of Cloud9 had last spring, last year. Just getting away with just such criminal things because teams aren't smart at all to punish these things.
No. Some of these teams are smart enough, they just can't do it. That's the issue. Some of these teams are smart enough to know that this team's ending bad in the early game. But guess what? Their comp is so bad because their champion selection is so shit that they can't punish them for it. Some of these teams can't select champions to save their fucking lives.
Like we were talking about earlier. Yeah. A lot of these teams just can't properly utilize their team comp at all.
Yep.
Another big problem that I've noticed with G2, like I would say MickeyX had a pretty just overall split. Most part, yeah. Hansama was trying really, really hard to be over aggressive. Caps started out kind of ropey, but he really turned it on. Bro, most of the split for like week three, yeah, he really, really just got it together. Yeah, he really started popping up pretty hard. I still think that played pretty well. Broken Blade was pretty good for the most part. I think if the bot lane can kind of get back into form, they'll still be a strong team. Like, if I'm looking at it right now, G2 should just like kind of win the rest of the splits and the season finals. Like, if any, like, I don't know who's challenging them. Remember, guys, Fnatic, Team BDS, and Mad Lions couldn't even beat G2 in this winter split when they had an atrocious early game.
Yeah.
Like, incredible. I don't know, man. It's hard that if you can't even win right now, I'm supposed to like be convinced you're gonna win later on. Anything is possible. It could happen. Last spring, G2 didn't win. It was Mad Lions. But who's the only? And I'll say this: the only team that somewhat kind of challenged them pretty hard was Fnatic. Fnatic didn't face them in the finals. I'm not saying Fnatic would have won, but like the games that Fnatic played against them were actually pretty close. Actually, remember the one where Hoffman got a pentakill? That one was close. The best of three with Zach, that one was really close. So the only team, because they're like, we look at the individual players on the roster, the only team with individual players that could, in theory, challenge G2, in theory, didn't make the finals. Because they themselves are literally not a team. Well, they're a team of five players. They're not actually cohesively a unit, you know? Also, the G2 players are just better at macro than these other guys, too. Like, the whole G2 actual team is just, players are just much smarter at playing out their leads.
Yeah.
So, you guys want to say anything about G2, or that's it?
Nah, man. G2 just the best team again, man. That's how it is.
That's it.
G2 is a great team, not an amazing team or anything, but the league is this shit that they'll keep winning. And it's pretty sad, whatever.
Who challenges them? Adam? Oh, yeah. We don't have to actually be in the finals to challenge them. He actually apparently raged out so bad.
In like a boxing match.
They said that.
Did this guy's internet just go out?
Yeah, this motherfucker just left. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so we'll continue to stream without him now. So fuck Adam. Who could challenge them? Honestly, if Mag keeps improving, sure, and they prove me wrong. But
I'm sorry, guys. If you hear that on the podcasting apps when you're listening to this, I accidentally logged out of the room. I was supposed to log out of the other tab I was in. I was watching way too much.
This motherfucker, okay. But I'm Fnatic. I have no faith in them anymore. It's like they'll be in positions just like many other splits where they should beat them, but they'll choke and not. I've given up on them. They're like
the best lesser. Three that we had like a few weeks ago where like they literally just could have banned Zach and that maybe would have given them an even footing to win. Oh no, we just allowed Zach because we thought we didn't play against him.
That's Fnatic in a nutshell for like the last 6 years. Like I lost all faith in them.
You know what the org's gonna do, man?
What?
The org is gonna tweet, "Oh, we're sorry, you know, thank you for your support. # always Fnatic."
Yes, and then they'll keep the same jungler and mid around still. They'll still keep them around for the next 5 years.
Dardo's like, gonna be like, we thank you for the fans for your support. # always Fnatic. We appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate one of the most decorated fucking orgs in the EU. Happy they finished fourth. Barely, because SK Gaming can't play out a Draven comp properly. I'd say
Fnatic has turned into the equivalent of like the lesser of the two like New York or LA teams in every sports league.
People forget. They finished fifth place in the regular season. They only went 5-4. Remember, they were supposed to be the second best team behind G2. They finished 5-4. They finished fifth, and they finished fourth in the actual playoffs. That's just really bad, honestly. I don't know why they got rid of Trimby. Apparently, he was a little too mean for some of these guys. I don't know, but I don't know, man. Like, if Fnatic failed this spring split coming up, Dardo, fucking Fnatic social media account ran by Pete, I think he's an awesome guy, honestly, makes this usual tweet of like, "Hey, yeah, we failed again, but stick by us." I'm not saying don't stick by your team. I've never been like, "Hey, throw away your team because you're losing." But it's like, bro, they can't even win splits when G2 aren't even the best team. Remember that upset Fnatic roster with Wonder that year where you Chas was watching. Remember the one Rogue One won the split? That spring one? That summer one? Fnatic could have won that. They could have beaten G2. G2 had Targopas on the roster. That's a free win for everybody. Shows you how good Caps is. If he can carry Targopas to a finals. But, like, they've went, like, what? Like, 10 splits in a row without winning a title? Because they haven't won a title since 2018 summer? 19, 20, 1, 2, 3.
It was 2018 summer, and then a certain team decided to illegally poach a player, and they went downhill ever since.
His contract was over, Sean. He can willingly go.
No, you should maybe look at some things beforehand that made it illegal. But okay.
Maybe Perks gave him a hand job under the table.
Hey, yo.
Well, Carlos did that with everybody, so.
Okay, all right. So, All right. What's next? Biggest, okay, for the LEC, biggest disappointment, if you guys have any, besides the whole league. You can't use the whole league.
Yeah, well, that's tough then if we can't use the whole league. I mean, I guess just Carmine. Okay, well, sort of and sort of not Carmine Corp. I knew the team wouldn't.
Did you have hope for Carmine Corp?
No, well, no. All five of the players I thought individually good, but I knew they would not work at all as a team. Well, besides Target Moss, of course. But so, but I did not. I thought at least they would get like eight for something though. So anyway, I won't say them though because I did kind of see it coming. Oh,
mine would probably be like Larson. Larson's always genuinely pretty good. He just fucking ran it down hard.
He's just given up on this team, so yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
That'll be like one of my biggest disappointments. Because, who else big disappointment? I mean, I can't be disappointed in Vitality because I knew it was gonna happen. So it's like, well, it can't be surprised something I knew was gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't know. All these are kind of like not shockers to me. Like,
are we surprised GiantX finished eighth and then went 0-4 drop?
Yeah, I don't know. All these just aren't shockers. I kind of predicted all this, well, or at least kind of saw a world where it would kind of happen.
Is there anything besides the whole league?
Like biggest disappointment?
Yeah, if you had to pick like one thing, a player, a team.
Fuck, that's... fuck. I'm gonna say Fnatic. I thought they were gonna be better. I mean, they got fourth place, but they could have easily like between matter of fact, Team Hieratics. I put a little too much faith into thinking that these guys were still good. I put a little too much faith into that. I thought they were gonna be better, and they were like what, seventh place.
Yeah, I mean, they're good at stealing paychecks.
Yep.
Okay.
Holy yeah. Shit. Okay. You know, I did think of. Okay, I would say the bot lane for SK really fell off. I thought.
Yeah, that's another one.
Man, her boobs are big. Oh, so. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I wouldn't say I. Yeah, this split was pretty terrible, if I'm being honest here. This split's kind of sucked. This split looks bad. This split is just terrible. Yeah, well, I don't mean, really...
It was fun to watch, you know, what I wanted to cheer myself up after seeing C9 lose.
Shit. Yeah, I love watching Cloud9 videos where it shows Mythy was like, hey, Blabber, you make really good plans, but then you int them. I was like, okay.
Yeah, again, the Cloud9 actually thought Miffy was a good coach last year and kept them around. Shit. That is insane.
Yeah. But apparently it was, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen. That was the real issue, right?
Yeah.
Not Fat Fucking Menace griefing Jesus the whole fucking fuck. Scrims.
Like, again, the one coach they fucking had before. Like, what was his name again? Rainover or something? Like, the one on, like, the one then the TL and stuff, like... He was like one of their better coaches in a while after Reaper left. It's just, you know, he didn't want to coach for them.
They should have kept that one guy, Reverend, actually. I thought he was going to be fine for them. Dennis Girl's got a big old butt.
Oh, yeah, Reverend's a good coach. I just don't know about like head coach. He's better as an assistant coach, Maya.
Yeah. I have been watching the LCK. I've caught up on all the games. I can't. Kwangdong Freaks lost to Bro. They lost to Bro.
Yeah, that was sad when I saw that. God.
You tell the casters were like, oh yeah, Bro won! Or is Kwangdong Freaks like garbage?
God. I mean, they're a good team. I don't know what happened, though, that day. They just, like...
They got paid off?
Did they forget to eat their kimchi or something? I don't know.
They forgot to eat their Naruto ramen. They forgot to go to the ramen shop, you know?
I just wanted to clarify as well. I said like FearX I thought was like the worst team in the league other than DRX. I said that because I forgot Bro existed still.
Oh, okay.
I forgot they were there. I was like, oh, right. Yeah, they're there too. They have okay. no win.
I will say for the LCK, if you guys can watch their, because I think they're, you know how like you do the whole like Korean TV thing and has like subtitles on it? That content's actually pretty good when they have like past players on and coaches. They had Reaper on. Yeah. I definitely go back and watch the Reaper episode. Those are so fucking good. That's crazy how like teams got rid of that guy. Like, he goes to EDG. He wins MSI, and he wins a title with EDG, goes to Cloud9, he wins a title eventually there, quarterfinals, semifinals, goes to 100 Thieves, gets them their only title ever, gets them to world constantly, and teams are like, nah, we don't want that guy. If that's not even considered good enough, I don't know what is anymore.
I don't get it. And then he went to the fucking Japanese league for a year with Sengoku Gaming.
Factor in, he's won an international tournament. He beat SKT in 2015. SKT fisted people so hard that you having a lead against them was considered an upset. That he won against them with his players at the time. He did the whole, like, what was the counterpick LeBlanc thing? They countered him with Morg. Went to Cloud9, made them a whole lot better when they lost when High left and because they didn't have High anymore. Semifinals at World. Man, I don't know. If that's not considered good enough as a resume, if you don't hire that guy, you're retarded, actually. Went to 100 Thieves, beat Cloud9, got them a title, Worlds with them, repeatedly, back-to-back finals. Like, what else more can you do? Like, whatever. I don't want to rant anymore. I'm going to choke myself. T1's just constantly fisting people. These games aren't even close with them.
Yep.
Yeah, so I completely forgot Reaper was their first top ever when they came into the league.
When T1 went to three games against, what was it, Dobshib? Game three was a fucking stop.
Yeah, can we stop calling this a telecom war? It's like, this reminds me of TSM CLG in the past. This is super one-sided. T1 beats the shit out of them every single time. The only reason why they won last year against them in summer is they had Poopy.
Yep.
That's it.
And now you bring Faker back. KT's like, oh, we're our team better than last year. You got fucking smoked. Like, just like everybody.
The last one was closer when they had Barrel when he was on Alistar. This time around, they're like, nah, you just don't get Alistar. So we just kind
of carrying out here playing all kinds of champions, and KT just gets smoked. I'm like, okay, KT, you're trash. All right,
I want you guys to see how bad BDD griefed this entire team. I want you to watch this sequence of play from game two. And I typed and I messaged Chaz on Facebook and I was like, hey, T1's ass scraping KT. And he was like, yep.
Yep. Fucked up thing, man. I missed game one, came into game two, saw it.
Came to game two, just complete domination.
Watch the rest of it. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I thought it was Genji versus, I was like, oh, nope, never mind. Genji got that too well. It don't even matter. It's like, if it ain't T1, Genji just gonna smuggle. It was like,
Watch this sequence of plays and try not to throw up, okay?
It's crazy. KT beats Genji. Genji beats T1. T1 fists KT. KT. I don't understand this. What the fuck?
And then Hanwha Life convincingly destroys KT. And it's like, what?
And then Genji and T1 just like.
And then Genji also claps old Genji.
Yup. And then Genji and T1 both tag team the fuck out of Hanwha Life. Like. Think about it. Hobolite loses 2-0 to both of them in some like 35-minute game. I'm like,
there was one Corki game where Zekka lost his fucking brain. He can't play Corki at all. Yep. He actually legit played Corki like he was autistic boobs or something.
Non-Jim will save us, all right? They'll beat him.
All right. just said there. All right. So I want people to watch this. Watch what happens here. This is beyond criminal. Perfect TPs into this fight, mini Gnar, which you're not supposed to do. Supposed to TP when you have your rage bar set up so you can mega Gnar out. Makes perfect sense, right? That's why Gnar is hard to play in competitive because you have the on demand TPs hard for Gnar because makes you want to transform. Okay. BDD goes over. Azir shifts. Okay, they kill owner. They don't. It takes too much to kill him. BDD just griefs his entire team, puts himself in a bad spot, gets insta kill. Look at perfect. He's still mini Gnar.
Yep.
Perfect TP then.
Yeah, well, hold on.
Without being Mega Gnar. Okay. L. just L, like, just get off the fucking stage. Just get off the fucking stage. I saw that live and I was like, yep, I'm going to bed. I had a migraine and I was like, yep, bed.
I watched the rest of this and I was like, yeah, okay, I have to be somewhere in a few hours. Let me watch this. Where righteously right after, I was like, yep, this team's trash.
Yeah, when Gumayusi has given up, like, deaths in lane, doesn't matter. Because it feels like a lot of teams are trying to just randomly target him. Even if he's down, like, 0-3, doesn't matter. He knows that even if he's 0-3, he'll just play out the team fights better. He's not even really playing lane that bad. It's just he's just kind of, like, he's just losing. He's just getting evenly traded against. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. And yeah, give Faker Orianna, because, you know, that's obviously a recipe for success, I heard. You know, that's just great.
Yeah.
Like, this is also JDG versus BLG. Just, like, T1 is just KT's dad. That's it.
Yeah.
If you're a KT fan at this point, you deserve pain. Your mom deserves to get fucking booty fucked by 6 Tyrones.
Yep. Why? It's still a rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still a rivalry.
Yeah, the telecom wars. Woo!
Telecom wars, yeah! Game's over in 20 minutes. Oh, shit! At least back in the day, they would at least, like, go to game 3. Like last year. Because, who factor in, like, why are KT doing worse now against T1 than last year? Because last year, they had individual better players last year. This year, they actually have individually worse players. You know, but they'll be a better cohesive unit, but they're not. Yeah. They just have worse players at this point. What happened, dude?
Plus, don't forget Faker wasn't there, guys. And people keep forgetting that Faker wasn't there
Keen is better than perfect.
Yeah.
Or like imperfect. You know, like aiming is a stronger mechanical laner than Deft. And well, Dev's also playing with Barrel. Man, I don't wish that on anybody, honestly. Last year, they had Lehens, and in the jungle last year, they had Cuz. And Cuz is the jungler that's making Kwangdong Freaks relevant. Like, they just have legit worse players than they did last year. That's it. That's why they're losing more often. But people are thinking, but they'll have better team cohesion. In the LCK, you don't want that. You need really good players with team cohesion. That's what you need to win. They sacrificed mechanical stealing. For whatever the fuck this KT is. And let's be honest here, they have a worse roster than Homolife anyway. Remain not. Like, if your power ranking should be T1, Genji, Homolife, that's the top 3 teams anyway. You know, Homolife just verbatim have stronger players than they do too. You know, Viper's stronger than Deft, Delight stronger than Barrel, Peanuts evens out PO Shik. I mean, like, BDD is better than Zekka, but. You know, BDD's not really been, like, that kind of player this year either. I'd argue there's only 2 decent mid laners in LCK, which is Faker and Chovy, because, I mean, Zekka? Really? I don't know about that one. What other games did I talk about? I did watch an LPL game. I watched, like, LGD versus, like, Rare... I watched LGD versus FPX. Never again. Mm-mm.
Did you see BLG versus IG? Oh my god! When a team could prepare for a team, and you have no way to prepare against them, that's what happened with BLG versus IG. IG just had their fucking number that day.
That's true.
IG is gonna win worlds.
Okay.
Ninjas in Pajamas 7-1, 5 series winning streak and game record. They're 14-5.
I told you, man, we gotta
fuck you,
ninjas.
Yeah, well, he was right, as I said too.
I told you, watch out. I told you, motherfucker, ninjas is coming up. You said, oh, they're trash. I was like, you sure about that?
RNG coming up too, man. We're just 2-5.
RNG's garbage.
Believe me, they're coming up, dude. Come on, man.
Nigga, RNG gonna be the
pray. You better pray for them, man. Just pray for RNG, please.
I am praying, but they're still trash. Like, the fuck?
Something about, like, orgs in LPO. that were abusive and toxic in other areas, that just being the best in LPL. I don't know what it is. I guess just the abuse culture there is, favors them, which means TSM should do well when they make it there.
TSM doesn't exist anymore, from what I heard. All right. JDG, I'm just kidding. I mean, they don't exist right now in any esport outside of like Apex or like Smash. Oh. And Smash is just left in, honestly.
You got my fucking hopes up. Jesus Christ.
EDG is the worst team.
Yep.
By far. Like, maybe Rare Ass is the worst team. Rare Adam are like, we'll do well this split. Let's go get Vikla. Heard he did so well in the LCS last year.
Yeah.
Like, even though JDG is 6 right now, if you actually watch the games, they're not, like, a bad team at all. It's just, Team World Elite is not better than them. I'll tell you that right now. IG being 5-2 is crazy.
Yeah,
they're gonna win Worlds, hell yeah.
Yeah, they already won Worlds with another mid laner. It's only possible. It could happen. No. Ninjas in Pajamas. Rookie being first place in the LPL.
Yep.
What a shit thing. I hate this. I hate chat. Man, fucking black people. God damn.
I told you about the motherfucking ninjas, but dude, you didn't want to listen to a nigga, man. You said they're trash.
Ninja's next game is FPX, and they play up against Anyone's Legend. Yeah, fucking hell. What's that? Four games?
I find it crazy, though, just like with how many teams and players there are in LPL, there can be a player as amazing as rookie every year, and yet he hasn't been to Worlds for like 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah, last time he was there was 2019.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep, Ninjas first. BLG 2, Top Esports 3. Yeah, JDG is 6, but they're technically, it's the whole, yeah. Weibo 7th place.
LNG is not good. Who's his name? Tarzan was he played really bad at Worlds. That is not a debate. He played bad. He did have good synergy with Scout, and they thought about removing Tarzan for Weiwei, who doesn't have good synergy with Scout.
Didn't I tell you last year this team was over fucking hype and people was sucking their dicks too much? LG is trying. Where the fuck is James at, the bitch ass?
They swapped out their most crucial piece, though. They swapped out the jungler that had good chemistry with their mid laner. But yeah, they're trash.
I told you last year that this team was overhyped in the fucking, and then they got 3-0. And James was like, "Oh, but they were still good." No, nigga, they were never a good team. They got lucky. They got second place in the LPL fucking summer finals, nigga. I watch a lot of Chinese games.
Their highest peak was almost beating JDG. Because they were a game ahead, but that was their highest peak. Because they griefed that game they should have won against JDG, and they lost the finals.
Yep.
Just watch out for Thunder Talk Gaming.
You just don't speak anymore. You just go outside.
Hey, man.
Yeah. I'm not really watch out for anyone
looking, man. Krakow's gonna pop up out of the jungle one day.
LNG's next game's against RNG. Oh fuck! Why does that have to be me? RNG. Then it's against Up. Those are the next two series.
Guess what? They're gonna go dub but Up in the ass. Yep. RNG. I'm sorry. RNG's trash. I'm sorry. They just garbage.
You can go fuck yourself. I'm an RNG believer. I'm believing.
Nigga, stop believing because they
don't. No, I'm never giving up.
Rayo never give up, nigga give up.
I'm never giving up.
Like, why do you keep fucking LWX and Breathe around? They're not good.
LWX is the best ADC. He's better than Gumi.
You don't believe that shit. Come fuck
LWX will clap Gumi UC if they went to MSI. That would require RNG actually getting MSI.
You be clap farm as he beat his ass.
I'm serious. I've never seen an ADC before just ride off of like one good season as much as LWX.
You mean Long Wing Xianghu?
Jesus Christ. Outdoor.
All right. Let's finish up here because I got to get to another show very, very soon. I got to get this thing right because I got to do the show with Professor. But overall, yeah. I can't decide which broadcast to watch at night sometimes, like the LPL one or the LCK one, because it's been woo. The LCK games are a lot more exciting, even though the bad ones. The LPL ones are just pure stomps, man.
Yep.
Anybody watch Rare Atom versus like Ultra Prime? That was awful. No, it was like Rare Atom versus TT. That was
peak League of Legends.
Jeez. And it comes from the LPL.
I told motherfucking Prince is gonna be popping off of the goddamn LPL on TV, but no, people out here, oh, Prince wasn't good on FlyQuest. Nah, motherfucker, he was good.
I literally got last. What do you mean?
Nigga, when they have fucking Wisdom, them motherfuckers had Wisdom, it was doing great, but then, no, oh, we gotta put Ayla in because we're paying Ayla. Fucking FlyQuest is a trash org of most last year.
I hope Steve never gets the job.
And then guess what? These motherfuckers could have came back and got Wisdom. No, let's get Vulcan. Nigga, you... What? What?
They could just give like Winsome the job. Winsome is like begging. Winsome actually got them one game. If they had beaten Golden Guardians, they would have went to MSI. They were one game away. They brought him back after shafting him.
And Prince would still be in the fucking LCS kicking ass, but now he in goddamn China kicking ass. Wayward up in this bitch. TWE up in this motherfucker, man. 4-3?
They are currently
either way kicking ass, 5-2,
or fifth place. I mean, if you look at the players on the roster, there's some outside of Wayward because he's legit trash. They're good. This is a strong team, actually.
5-2 up in his bitch, man.
Never, ever, ever, ever putting faith in Wayward. He is horrible. That. Speaking of writing off of like any type of like anything, definitely Wayward. He's trash.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all just top esports.
Top Esports is a solid team. I just don't know if TN is gonna be either the reason why they stink or the reason why they're better. Because TN
always is.
Yeah, that's literally it. It's crazy how people are like, oh yeah, Mako, he's bad on EDG. Oh yeah, Mako leaves EDG and they are literally last.
Yep.
Also, Mako was always, if people thought he was a bad support, I know you don't know nothing about no support. I know you don't play support. I know you know nothing about League. He literally left them. They're last. And their newest support is Vamp.
Yep. And guess what? He's sucking the life out of the goddamn team. I feel if you're a fucking EDG fan, I feel bad for you. Please, Chinese fans, please do not jump out the window. I know Chinese motherfuckers is Chinese. Do you know that China has a very high suicide rate? Did you know about that?
I do know, actually. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, in Japan.
Yeah, that too. Them motherfuckers be depressed. I'm like,
yeah, a lot of it comes from like the parents putting a lot of pressure on the kids.
All them Chinese bitches and y'all goddamn depressed. I'd be fucking Chinese bitches left and right. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, can you really blame Huang Feng for wanting to poison his coaches, you know?
Oh, shit. Jesus.
All right. So what you guys got going? Chaz, what do you got going on this week coming up? Because we'll talk about the YCS soon, because I do want to talk about that. This is my first Yu-Gi-Oh! Event I've watched in like the last year, and I was like, I had fun watching the team 3v3 YCS.
Yeah,
it was very fun.
Despite the
format being, you know, literally, you know.
Oh, no, this format's trash. Like, this format is absolute trash. Not much, just getting better. Once I get better, I might put out older videos I did just to put them out, just to let everyone know. It's kind of jank, but fuck it, I might as well put it out. Other than that, not too much. I'm just looking at the format right now. I was like, yeah, this format's garbage.
The format is like literally Snake Eyes, Fire Kings, or Fire King Snake Eyes.
No. Just the format is Snake Eyes. Is what you do with Snake Eyes is that it's the format Snake Eyes.
I love how they held a fucking YCS in Vegas, and one of the best strategies is Snake Eyes. It's two on the nose. It's two on the nose. It's okay. It's okay.
Yep. Snake Eyes up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Yep, snake motherfucking eyes.
And don't trust Sean's movie ratings ever again. You have been confirmed to be a fraud.
Motherfucking out here spend $1,200 on cars but can't get $5 of soap. Ain't that a bitch? Only in America. Yeah. Only in God. Because I saw that day one and I saw those people standing around. I was like, man, you don't ever stink. God damn them. Motherfucking.
Look, if you ever feel bad, Chaz, about being like a card game YouTuber, you know, with how Konami and others are fucking you in the ass, and just remember, it could be worse. You could be an EA Sports YouTuber.
Oh God, no! I jump out the goddamn window. Hell no! Fuck that shit. That or you know, people out here playing Madden for a living. I'm like, God damn, you like EA Sports, but yeah, y'all motherfuckers out here really out here playing these trash ass games and say, oh, they're fun.
Yeah, shit. Putting in the credit card, that's the game.
Yeah, you know, $70 for your game to bug out in 10 minutes. Yep.
I was surprised. People were like, man, EA has a lot of hate going for them. Have you been living under a rock the last 10 years? Like, what the hell? Yep. I swear, some people are straight up, you just knew, or you're just trolling me. You like, you don't know why people that, whatever, I'm not going to get to right now. Oh, my Lord. But yeah, I've got a lot of content planned for you guys. And if you guys are just only watching this show on the channel, thank you so much for watching live, or if you're going to watch on the replay. This show is on Sundays and Thursdays, primarily around 5:30 p.m. PST for Sundays. Thursdays, primarily around 7 and 8 p.m. PST. And the episode is available on all your podcasting platforms where you listen to your podcasts. You can watch and listen to the show whether you're at the gym, commuting back and forth from work, or if you need something to listen to on one of your other monitors while you are busy. And we'll also have, well, I host Iron Oxide's show, the weekly Rogues Gallery, on Friday. So if you want to watch it from my end, you can watch it from my end. I have all the episodes on the channel as well. I have one more channel series to start very soon after I finish reviewing Ghost Machine tonight with Professor Savage Dad. So you guys are going to get another series. I know you guys are going to like it. You guys like the Mail Day series coming back? Yeah, it was awesome to bring it back as well. Another series is going to start. So probably after that, not a lot of more series for a little bit, because I got to make sure, you know, got to space them out. Got to make sure the episodes are pretty solid. I know you guys like the pop culture news videos. I like them. I like doing them too. I have more coming, so don't worry about that. I have to talk about Madam Web in two more videos at least, because it's the movie's failing. And I love capitalizing on when movies fail. Absolutely love it. So, yes, we'll see you guys later. Have a great day. Like, comment, subscribe. Most of all, enjoy. And if you guys are just only watching the show, we'll see you Thursday. We'll see you guys later. Peace. Goodbye.